The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Oh, yeah. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take America back. Yes. This is the John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report, guys. All right, let's get this hour started here. I wanna finish talking about the this app real quick before we go back to the phone lines. I don't know if I've ever told the story. I probably have, but I know when I had one of these free phones. This wasn't too long ago, maybe about 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I had one of these free, what they called Obama phones, right? And I would try to do some of my shows, right? I'd left radio stations, and I was just doing the shows on my own, like a podcast. For a small period of time. I know my shows would get so screwed up. Okay. Applications would screw up. Only get one side of the conversation, you know, recording, things like that. It's just a different kind of tampering with any of my interviews. A lot of my interviews got trashed. Okay. And I'm looking through the phone. You know, I'm starting to get technical, getting real technical. And I'm seeing a lot of DOD certs in the phone. Lots of them. There's some. If you want the internet to work, you got to have a certain amount of certs. That, and these are signed certificates, digital signed certificates that allow you access to, you know, different places on the internet. You need a lot of them in order for the internet to work. And so some of these certs will be like government certs, you know. Different countries like Taiwan or Thailand or Japan, you know, just so you can have access to the internet around the world. But the phone that I had loaded up with DOD, government, DOD, certs. I started deleting these things. Delete, 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 delete. Some of them were drone certs. And I had wondered why am I being followed around this town? At nighttime, I'd notice there's a drone over my head at all freaking times. Over my apartment. Even when I moved up into the mountains, the thing would follow me from the radio station all the way out of town and into the mountains. Oh, okay. That's why. The government is spying on me like you wouldn't believe. Tampering, hacking my calls, things of that nature. Listening in. A drone, DOD drone certs of all kinds. When I deleted all these certs, you wouldn't believe what happened. I got three, what looked like laser burns into the screen. My phone got targeted by somebody with a directed energy weapon, probably from a drone, and just totally lasered and destroyed my phone. Why? Because I cleared it of its of the Fed's ability to tamper with my stuff. Oh, he figured it out. It's time to destroy the evidence. So, what do you think that they're doing with when the government makes an app to put on your phone? What do you think is going to happen? I know this wasn't meant for Americans, but they're going to have all kinds of subversive psyops, socially engineering programs. Like I said, they're going to be able to target individuals, and it's going to range from what they're targeting them for. They're going to be listening in, making sure their cartel activity continues. Keep supplying the feds. I know I already said this, but to make sure the drugs, the guns, all that stuff goes out onto the streets. You know, all the way to the other end of the spectrum, where they're going to do little social engineering. They're going to do AI voice and the phone, you know, calling people and pissing people off that you know. That will never talk to you again. You'll never find out why somebody's not answering your calls anymore. They'll isolate you, harass you, and turn you towards crime because you can't get a job. Yeah, they will put something in the computer because they have your digital information, or they'll have their digital information. And the computer's like, oh, no, don't hire. So these people are going to be forced to work off the grid, probably end up getting harassed by IRS, getting harassed, period, may end up becoming the next shooter. There's a lot of these shooters are mentoring candidates anyways, on-shelf NSA shooters. So there's going to be a wide range of social experiments, quote-unquote, going on with these illegal immigrants. I can go through 100 different things that they can do to screw up or manipulate these people's lives. Some of you may not care. I care. I don't want one of these people. I mean, and the kind of information that's going to be pushed onto their phones, because their stream is their media streams are going to look different from ours, that's for sure. Maybe distill a little bit of a hate, I guess, Americans, creative race war. I mean, there's so many things that these feds are going to do with this app that Mayorka wants people to have, wants these illegal immigrants to have. Mark my words, people. You can mock me, but I tell you, it's going to happen. It's probably already starting to happen. Let's get to the phone lines, and we'll talk with Lynn and Maryland. Line one, go ahead.
Hi, V. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you for your program. I'm going to start at the end of what I have to say and then go to the top. And I could actually address the thing about the app. It doesn't work so well. Some poor guy got electrocuted and then fell off a roof. What would happen if it all got cut off? It depends. Got a partner? That's a no-brainer. You don't even have any interruptions. And I used to say, and when I was online, because I've been offline since 2017, I used to yell at my computer and say, there are too many of us on here. Virginia Farber on Monday night on the National Intel Report actually pointed something out I hadn't thought about in a long time. You know, like a landline phone, they have to have a warrant. Actually, with cell phones, there's nothing on there you do that's private, nothing. I mean, think of something to talk about with somebody, and if you're online on your phone or on the Internet, you'll start seeing ads. I mean, it happens to everybody. You don't even have to search on the Internet. I can't read what I was going to say. Whatever that was, I'll leave it alone and I'll go to what I was going to say. Okay. I was thinking, who is going to make an EMP weapon? They can't read. I mean, graduate students can't read or write cursive. College students get to college and they can't do math. They don't know pre-algebra. I mean, I don't know how these people get an engineering degree. And guns, okay, it might keep people from stealing your stored food, but it's not going to do anything. We don't have their weapons, you know, the EMP weapon thingy, okay? But remember the Gwen Towers? I mean, they do better than that. Remember the Arabs coming out of that cave after 9/11? And it's not just UV. Go out at night. Everybody, go out at night. Let your eyes adjust. Stay out there and look up. We are all being surveilled. And then everybody that participates with their phones and wireless and everything else, you're increasing this nightmare. And are you able, and this is a question to everybody to think about, are you able to keep your cell phone and all your wireless out of your life and out of your house? How long can you do that? Can you turn your cell phone off and store it in a metal box with a tight-fitting lid and keep it outside your house? And how long can you live without it? Without a cordless phone, without a wireless thermostat, your doorbell, your Ring thing, your camera, you know, email, texting, social media. What is going to happen when all of that's turned off? Because it is going to be turned off. It's only being used to surveil you, to gather your data, to feed AI, and to figure you out. You're worth a lot of money with your data. You're sold to data brokers. I know what the thing was. I couldn't read. Last Sunday's 60 Minutes. First off, you know how DARPA loves to experiment on vets. You know, and they get all these medical advantages till they pull the wires out of your head. And then, can't feel anymore. And I was already suicidal when you fixed me. And but the other thing was after that, what happened to the couple that eBay went after and how they were targeted. The porn was sent to neighbors with their names on it. They were sent boxes and threatened and just, but, you know, eBay wasn't responsible for what their employees did. Well, somebody paid for that. And that is what we are all now vulnerable to. So we need to be careful and we need to realize what we're doing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's really hard when it's invisible. And I appreciate you giving me the time, V.
Well, let me, I can second what you're saying. Let's double down on this. Before I came to Poland, you know, I'm talking to my little miss, and of course it's long distance. She alerts me that she was sent a video, a pornographic video, from someone who had been targeting me. Openly targeting me because he went after my previous girlfriend and got with her. And so, okay, take her. You know, I got a new thing. He started going after her. Sent her a video, a pornographic video, of someone who supposedly had been me. Now, this wasn't like AI-generated face or anything, but this is a long-distance relationship. So for all my woman could have known, I could have just been some catfisher and it could have broken off the relationship. This has happened to me many a times. But my little miss, she said, I don't care about anything that you guys are saying. I'm going to stick with. So, I mean, that's why I'm here in Poland now.
Imagine what they can do with that today, V.
Well, I mean, there's social engineering.
With AI and synthetic reality, they can make you the same way they can just have a 10-second voice print.
Oh, yeah. Yes. My ex got phone calls from Virtual V. She used to laugh about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like almost a decade ago. Weirdy thing. Now, you don't even need to buy the software. It's online. It's free.
Yeah. There are lots of presidents' videos. Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, everybody's making videos on YouTube now, impersonating them, making comedy videos. Yeah. Anybody can do it now.
But the other thing about video, folks, and if you're looking at screens on your phone or the internet, they're running VR in the background, and your brain does not have a firewall. Whatever is there, even though you're not conscious of it, your brain takes it in and knows it to be utter total reality. When that springs to life, I don't know, but it's been seared into your head, whatever it is.
Well, there's a lot of subconscious programming. It's a lot in the electronics. There's a lot. Yeah. So I'm very curious to see how this app, what exactly they're going to do and how they're going to play it out. I know the capabilities of it, but I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do as of immediate. So, but we'll find out. We will find out. People need to look at the situation and take note, because corporations have done this kind of stuff before, but to put it directly and have the government shamefully doing it out in the open, we're going to have a lot of ammunition against them to get them to stop doing this kind of stuff. Now, I know everything is getting meta, and there's a lot of impersonations, impersonators out there. Social networks are wanting to charge you now to verify your own identity. Imagine somebody telling you got to pay money to tell you that you are who you are. Now, I have a social network, and yes, you can go ahead and you can't pay for verification, but if you are an indigent case, you don't have money, just send us your information and we'll do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're not out to make money, but we do want to protect people and their identities, but we're not going to make a business out of it.
You're right. Got a bridge.
Because that's a slippery slope. That's a damn slippery slope.
It's what gambling sites do. You know, they'll keep you hooked. They'll give it to you for free until you're hooked. And once you're hooked, did you hear about the guy in New York who was found dead in the Manhattan apartment? And they drained his accounts from $20,000 and just said it was suicide or overdose. Well, his mother said, oh, not only no, hell no, went up to NYPD with all the information. Turns out there were people with the same, at least one person before and after him, same MO. What they had done, whoever they are, actually had used his devices with facial recognition to open them and get his passwords and drain their accounts, and the three are dead.
Mike, can we skip the break? Sorry. Yeah, so they drained his account while he was...
And killed him.
And killed him.
I mean, you're dead. Your facial recognition still works even when you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Because he had fentanyl and three other drugs in his system. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we need to think about this. I mean, I don't have a driver's license because I'm like, no, I'm not playing this. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough. It's like we're living in an open-air prison already.
Absolutely. That's
and people are aware of that.
Yeah. A prison without walls. Yeah. That's essentially what it is. So people, I mean, we're going to be close to being like China really soon. I know Biden is still doing his backdoor deals with China. We got the Chinese coming over the southern border. All the stuff fits together, people. You just got to look at it. Look at it for what. You can't trust anything they're saying. That's the wool over your eyes. Take the wool from over your eyes and look at what the government's doing. Look at it for what it is.
And it's not just China, okay? I listened to James Bamford do an interview with Amy Goodman last Friday, and he did an article in The Nation, The Candidate and the Spy. An intelligence agency in Israel, 2800, actually had done all sorts of surveillance in 2016. Now, remember, we already had Cambridge Analytica. But on top of that, that agency definitely was involved in our elections, and Netanyahu and Trump made a deal. So it's China, Russia, whoever else, and they're not just messing with our elections and our freedom. It's Latin America, it's Africa, it's wherever. Look at all the authoritarians that are running governments now. You know, this is our freedom, and each one of us can individually say not only no, hell no.
Yeah,
when you don't
absolutely
have anything to lose, you don't have anything left to lose. The only thing you have to lose is your life, and I'm not losing my soul over that.
Right.
You know, and so we need to at least practice it in our mind and know where we draw the line. But we need to be educated. And we need to realize what fight we're willing to fight for and what's just a waste of time and distraction.
Right. And not succumb to the labels of everybody else, because those are created to control you, you know. Oh, talking about the illegals coming over the border, you're racist. And, oh, no, no, not a racist. However, people are used. People are going to be used.
You're manipulated.
People are going to be used by the government. They're going
these
to be.
People
they're,
are manipulated these, with their social media.
Yeah, I mean, I really want people to pay attention. Once again, social engineering here, this app, what they're going to do with the Hispanics that come over the border. We got to pay attention. I would love to get some analytics. I would love to get some of my Anon friends out there. You guys want to look at stuff and give us some information. Got an update here from Mike. Apparently, we have Misty on line 5, and she wants to join in with us.
Okay, thank you, V. I'll let you
well,
go.
Hold on. Okay. Misty wants to speak with you as well. Oh. So, if you're okay with that, let's bring her on the show.
Okay, hi,
go.
Guys.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say, gosh, this is great. It should have been a round table, even with the gentleman that called in prior. And I enjoyed the fact he was speaking at his age, going, he's looking at your age and what your generation is going to go through with all this AI. I see what he's saying. I definitely enjoyed the statement you made. Well, then we're going to have to figure out an EMP to stop it. You know, if you're talking about that advance, like the dogs and all that, you know what I'm saying? And now I want to say to the lady that's on the line, and she is right. I believe at one point when we start, and we're seeing it, if, you know, at one point, the way to beat the beast is to get rid of all electronic communication. I have a landline. I have to have a landline. And, you know, I mean, I think that I just want to say this is a good show.
Well, thank you very much. I do think getting rid of all electronics and online capability is a bit extreme, because at some point you're going to miss something down the road. But it is important that these electronics not control us. And to follow up with that, we need tight community ties. You can't be an individual cut off from the world. We have to practice speaking to our neighbors and building
yes.
our community.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, another thing I was thinking about during this broadcast was that, you know, I think a lot of this started happening when they started exporting our jobs overseas. The way I can look at it, my life of watching it. And that's when everything truly started to go to hell, because the people didn't have decent jobs, you know. And I have worked in factories, you know, and there was not this division of color. You know, I mean, we all work together as a team. We've been so divided, and it's young versus old, black versus white, you know, white versus this. And, you know, but the thing I see that has happened through all this is that we've got a bunch of white people that are strung out on the worst drugs you can imagine. You know, I know you know these things. And
yes.
It, right. And then the black community, it is so much gun violence over the drugs. Do you see what they did to us?
I mean, it's a big problem. Big problem.
We got to figure out a way to stop it. You know.
Yeah, well, we need to... my answer to this is never going to change. I think we need a civilian militia. We need to take our Constitution and we need to update it. Because it needs to be relevant to, you know, today.
Or rip it up.
Especially, I mean, technology. The things, all of our rights are being circumvented because of technology. Okay? It's not just something here to ease our lives and make it better. No, it's made it easier for us to be controlled. People need to wake up from the mind control.
And that's
they really
through
do.
What the lady was saying prior. It is through all this smart stuff. And, you know, it truly is. Don't
well,
you think?
I agree. But hold on, though. We got to take a quick commercial break. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
With the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace, welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress, we got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress, we got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM, we got the exploitation.com, we got the...
All right. What was that, exploitation.com? All right, I wanted to give you ladies a chance to another minute here to maybe address each other or address any last things you want to say.
That was a good tune, but I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you
Me
very
too.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Misty. And thank you.
Okay.
Kim.
Well, thank you, Michael. It was an excellent show. Bye-bye.
It has been a great show.
Thank you very much. Oh, love you guys. RBN has best callers, best supporters. I love it. You guys make it worth doing the show. I tell you what. Let's go with Wayne in Texas, live pod. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, B. Thanks for taking the call. I wanted to call
yes,
in
sir.
Because I wanted to thank you for bringing up this information on Mayorkas. And when you hear this guy, you would tend to think that he's very incompetent, but I don't think he is. I think he's very cunning, and he knows how to bob and weave with the rest of them as he tries.
He's filibustering. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it's frustrating because even though they try to pin him down, he still walks away smiling and, you know, just having a grand old time when he leaves. But But when you look at people like that, I guess one question that nobody's really asking between DHS and the welfare available to illegal aliens from the HHS, you know, what people aren't realizing is millions are coming here with no skills, can't speak the language. I'm sure some have a good work ethic, some don't, because I see it all the time. And I'm wondering now, why is it that, and who decided that we were going to give them free housing, food, medical, free cell phones, even cars? There's programs where they can get cars, and I see them driving the SUVs and F-250s all the time. So it's a big drain on tax dollars that we don't have. Meanwhile, many Americans are just really seeing their fortunes collapse, too, the way this economy is going. So I'm trying to figure out who's making these decisions and why.
Well, you know, that's the big thing. This is the only thing I can see that's of grave importance, and it has proven itself to be true, is that these Democrats, which are being co-opted by the New World Order, they understand in order to recreate, you must destroy. So they have to destroy America. That is the goal, is to destroy America. We're looking at this from our own point of view and self-preservation, but that's not the viewpoint of these criminals that we have in office. They want to destroy the Republic, and they will use democracy to do so.
Yeah, it's slowly. My point is, we have many, many highly paid elected so-called conservative representatives that should be in there representing our interests, and I don't see them even, you know, barely sticking their head above, above water here to make any noise at all. It's like, it's almost written where this is going to happen. And like you say, I'm sure it's pre-planned and being, but it's being funded by us, by detriment. So when the day comes, our dollar is toast and it's collapsed, and so is our economy. And you know, where are we going to be then? We're going to have millions of people in this country that may very well be looking around saying, now what the hell do I do? And
well,
it could be forestalled if people with half a brain and some gumption would step up in the elected capacity and do something about it.
I think they're testing, and they're really going to see. Okay, because listen, they want slaves. That's always the goal of any government. They want slaves. It's mind control. Okay, government. It's not to protect us. It's not to do anything other than consolidate power for a certain elite and to have the rest of us enslaved. Now, if we all become impoverished, okay, destroying the middle class, we're going to be fighting for resources with illegal immigrants. I mean, they're already doing gentrification and different areas around the country, okay, getting black people out of their homes. You know, they hit Louisiana with Katrina, the weather warfare, because that's the largest black population, stable black population in America. You know, hit Haiti with the same thing. I mean, they're going to try to get us to war with ourselves. It's more divisiveness. You're going to create more racist people. You know, all these Mexicans are taking all our resources, welfare. Why am I enslaving for these people who have free things? You know, they're atomizing us. We're going to be decimated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing that I see, and I'm in Texas. You know, I've seen it for the last 20, 30 years, and it's clear the plan is invasion, colonization, and then reconquista. I don't know if you ever heard that term before, but the reconquista means reconquering. So there's a reconquering of the whole Southwest going on. If you look at California, they've done pretty well there, Arizona, New Mexico, parts of Texas, and they're probably moving east as it goes on. So I think if a knucklehead like me can sit here in Texas and figure this out, it's a lot smarter people with a lot more power that can do something to stop this. Again, I don't mind immigration. People have to assimilate. If they don't assimilate, they're squatters. That's all I'm saying. They're squatters, and they don't need to be here.
Well, I mean, we're a nation of immigrants, but it's in the wording. Either you're a legal immigrant or you're an immigrant. If you go through the legal process, I mean, that's what it's there for. Great. Wonderful. But if due process is being wiped away, well, I mean, what are we going to do? I, you're absolutely right. The reconquering, something I'm going to address next week on my show, the Mississippi reinstating Jim Crow laws. They're trying to get blacks to move to San Francisco in order to give them reparations. No, you're pulling people into an area that's going to be a detention center or some social chaos and destruction. You know, it's all, yeah, it's just, it's a bunch of psychological operations. The public has no idea. I mean, there are some smart people that do understand, but there's some people out there that are just going to roll with the punches, you know, turn the other cheek kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, like I say, I think you get a very good explanation. And again, these are very, very complex issues. You know, I just felt, you know, number one, you need to be congratulated because Mayorkas showed what he is right there. And I really hope that Cruz or whoever continues to hammer him and keep bringing him back to expose him even more. You know, it should be no secret to want to know that this guy was born in Havana, Cuba. I think he got his education here, but I'd be really curious to find out where he spent his wonder years down there and who was training him.
Yeah, another George Santos on our hands here. Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go.
Well, thank you very much for your call. Excellent callers. Calls are piling up here, so I've got to give a shorter time here to people so I can try to get to everybody. So we got Gregory in California. My brother, how are you doing?
Hello, V. Long time no here.
You know, I'm coming to see you very soon.
Well, happy day. I can't wait.
It won't be October. It's going to be much sooner than that, my friend.
Oh, that's even gooder.
Yes, sir.
But, I'm not going to ask about your ETA, but, I really enjoyed Andy from Texas. I followed Andy when he was up in Washington, I think, making his way back to Texas. Yeah, that man's a hoot. But,
I love Andy.
Yeah, I was hoping to get on the round table. I thought you would just have a big round table, but all those wonderful women.
If I get enough callers in the first hour, we can do that. It just seems like everybody wants to call in the last of the few minutes of the second hour.
Well, you know how us morons are from time to time. I haven't called in a long time. I haven't been doing all that great, but it's good to hear you and good to hear. Oh, man, with that, I want to take that guy out. You know, that guy you had playing on the, you know, whatever his bloody name was.
When you question a
moron like that with a yes or no answer, and he goes pontificously all over the bloody board, I want to have nooses around his toes. And when he does something like that, you just be able to pull him up upside down and say, okay, this is where we're going to start getting the truth out of you, you moron.
And, oh, you're so nice. I mean, you are so nice. I'd have the cigar cutter.
Ooh, what?
I said, you're so nice. Me, I'd have the cigar cutter.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or strapped down over an anthill with honey
with
up your bung hole. Oh, boy, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Or, at the very least, let's just fire the guy.
Pardon?
I say, at the very least, let's just fire the guy.
Yeah, and then they let the moron walk instead of making an example out of him, which should happen. You know, like the bumbling Joe Biden at pizza. Oh, I told Michael I wouldn't use any expletives. Unlike Andy, I wish. He was fired up today, because normally he does not use that potty mouth, but, yeah.
Yeah,
he was
hot. Fired up, sure.
And lit up, too. I could tell he was lit. He probably did a 420 and a couple of shots. Hmm. Of course, I did my 420, and I'm still having my shots.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, amigo, love you so. Love everybody on RBN. I would, my heart, what's left of it.
I'm loving you guys, too. You guys are the best. And, you know, I will give you a call tomorrow, my friend, but I've got to move on to the next caller.
All right, amigo. Be well and tell everybody I said hi. Tally-ho. Keep me on, Michael.
Thank you very much. All right. So, of course, my favorite young lady who likes to bring up most important, poignant points, say that five times fast, on the show. So let's get with Francis in North Carolina. Line one, go ahead.
Hey, kiddo. Well, I'm going to be short, sweet, and quick, because this thing about the discussion about AI and so forth, I have to agree with the sentiment about having a tool or whatever to help contend with such. But you know something? I just find that kind of an oxymoron that the politicians in D.C. want to come up with AI to help control the masses when they can't even control themselves. I mean, how stupid and idiotic can you get? I mean, that's as bad as some kid saying, oh, I think I'm this, I think I'm that, or whatever. I should be treated this way or treated that way. Get a life, you know. You know, you're under your parents' roof, you do what your parents tell you to do, and that's all there is to it.
Seen, not heard. Yeah.
You think?
So, that's how I was raised.
if the politicians think that they want to control other people's lives, get a life, folks. I mean, you've got an absurd amount of money to start with. Leave D.C., go on with your happy, merry little life, enjoy your money that you plundered, and get the heck out of the District of Criminals. Meanwhile, leave the everyday person alone. We have enough problems that you folks create to start with. And get over it. So, with that, have a fun weekend, what's left of it, and I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple, my Corona, and the variants.
Well, you know, I'm going to definitely open up a can of pork soda myself and enjoy the rest of my evening as well. So, yes, thank you, Francis. Wonderful call. Enjoy your support. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have come down to the last few minutes of the show here. Really, you guys are wonderful. I love your support. Love you guys. You guys make it. I just love not having that insecurity that I might be just yelling into the ether and nobody's there. But no, get tons and tons of support, and it's just awesome. I do want to continue drilling this Mallorca guy. we barely got through half of the videos of him being grilled. If you guys want to go and see it, I do believe the Forbes channel, YouTube channel, might have the full four-hour questioning of Mallorca. But, of course, you're going to get 4 hours of pretty much zero answers, but yeah. I am tired of seeing people come before these committees and not give any answers. It should be a required... That's where the law should be. Okay? It should be like a courtroom. It should be... You know, I mean... Perjury, bearing false witness, these things should be punishable. Punishable for jail time. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to take our last break here, and then we'll come back for the sign-off.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yes, guys, it's been a wonderful show. I love talking with you guys. Most intelligent listeners to any network. You know, you can't ask for better. You can't do better than this. I do ask that you guys support the network. You know, go through our sponsors list. I'm definitely interested in buying some gold. Put in a safety deposit box. I'm definitely interested in getting some of that hit paste. I'm definitely interested in some of that Extendivite. I got my own health issues. You guys know this, but nothing life-threatening, but oh boy, would I like a little relief. And getting that stuff and knowing I can support the network, I mean, that's a double win. You can't do better than that. You go to the grocery store, buy food, and what do you get for it? Well, corporations with their foot on your necks. But when you buy products through us, you know, like dry foods, you know, you not only getting a product, but you're supporting a network that is also supporting you back. It's synergy. Synergy. And of course, I want you guys to join up to TLBTalk.com, right? Create a profile and come and talk to me there. I've been more active on my network. All right. I've been more active. I definitely check my messages on the weekends for sure. So you guys can speak with me pretty much anytime you want. If you're too shy to call into the show, that would be perfect, right? So I definitely encourage you guys to do that. Use your free speech, because that's the place where you have it. TLBTalk.com. And with that said, guys, I do believe we are flat out of time. So I don't think there's a universal sign-off for the Intel report.
It's a big club, say, and you ain't in it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. John Stadmiller, rest in peace. Love you, guy. And love all you guys. Catch me next week.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.